This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's time for Geek Squawk on Tech Talk, together with Tech Maestro Jeff Sandhu and Matt Armitage from M&A/culturepop.com. And we're going to start off by talking about the Computing Professionals Bill 2011.
Yeah, it's actually creating a huge buzz in the Malaysian cyberspace industry. Now, it's not because we're innovating the next Google or Facebook, because if this bill gets passed by the parliament next year, we'll probably prevent such innovation to see daylight. So before we start actually condemning the bill, here's a balanced approach. Yeah, so we got a balance.
Balanced reporting.
So here's a summary of the draft. It's to create a professional body for computing professionals, to make it mandatory for any individual who's dealing with the computing industry to be registered. Registration with the professional body will be regulated by a committee with fees involved. Dealing in the computing industry in Malaysia without being registered with the body will make the individual liable to a fine not exceeding 20,000 ringgit or 6 months jail term or even both. So the problem with this bill is that it feels like we're holding back innovation. A quote here from Keith Rosario's blog now. Some laws were made with the best intentions and failed. Some laws were made with the best intentions and succeeded. The new Computing Professionals Bill that the Malaysian government wishes to impose on the IT professionals in Malaysia is neither. So then,
it's this whole idea of governments being involved in innovation. The best thing that governments can do when it comes to innovation is actually to get the hell away from it. It's the best thing is to create an environment and leave people to it. As soon as you ask a civil servant to design a bill to encourage innovation, the first thing they think of is do's and don'ts and red tape. It's all about actually the opposite of that.
Okay, so here it says, I know Mossy said that it's only for vendors that sell directly to a government.
Yeah.
That we have to comply.
So, yeah, but then again, what about Microsoft then? What about Oracle then? These are all international vendors that are supplying to the government, but since they're international vendors, or vendors that are not from Malaysia, they're sort of like excluded. So, wouldn't this then cause more Malaysians to then move abroad? The IT industry is a constant growth and a constant and rapid growth of innovation. Facebook, Google, and Apple, and many more success stories of innovation being done is being done in the garage without any restrictions or regulations. Mark Zuckerberg, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, many more aren't college graduates and with certificates. So does that mean that they're not qualified? It's just one of the millions of questions that's being asked around now.
Yeah, Mark, he's not good enough.
Bill, not good enough.
Yeah, it's a little bit...
Because they don't have a certificate.
Exactly, they don't have a certificate. It's a little bit ridiculous. It would be easier for a Malaysian company to sell its goods to the US government than it would be to the Malaysian government. That's a ridiculous state of affairs.
Just a thought here, if the CBP, which is the hashtag for it, CBP 2011, if the CBP exists, no GNU or GNU, we used to call it before, and even no Linux. So, no Facebook, no Apple.
Yeah, I know. It's just this idea of government-controlled innovation. You don't put the government in this kind of process. You allow innovation to occur. You create an environment that's conducive to innovation. You don't try and legislate innovation into existence. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Then Dr. Ong Kee Lee, he's the current minister in MOSTI, he said that the existence of the CBP will not create an elites club for every professional body. Now, if you can't meet the minimum requirements of the CBP, then you can't apply for CNII tenders. So basically, these are government related projects. So he said you wouldn't trust an unqualified architect to design your house. So why should you trust an unqualified IT professional to handle critical national projects? Now, the problem with this is now the bill seeks to cut down cost on cost overrun and project failures with government IT projects. There are other ways to prevent this. What happened to transparent tendering process or blacklisting vendors that have failed or cost too much in the past? Email, Facebook pages, these kind of things. There are other ways of doing this properly. So I don't know.
Okay.
Just have a look at the MNCC the Malaysian National Computer Confederation website. It's www.mncc.com.my. It's extremely eye candy, not in a very good way. And then also have a look at Mosties. I think they rectified this problem. It used to have this fail to open page error if you don't put in the www at the front of it because of an infinity loop. Now, this is a common mistake if you were back in high school. So the draft was apparently mooted by a series of discussion with...
You didn't have a certificate.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of,
Yeah, exactly. That's why we need one.
A lot of this comes down to the fact that politicians really don't understand the internet. President Putin of Russia had a four-hour question and answer session with the Russian people yesterday. And it was very clear from the way that the questions were phrased to him that he didn't have a clue what the internet was.
Yeah.
And he admitted that he'd never used it. And he said, oh, I've never been on the internet, but I don't have a television either. I mean, to him, the internet is just television on a computer screen.
Yeah.
And he said if there's negative things on the internet, people just have to go and put positive things on the internet. He doesn't understand what it is.
But he had a dialogue.
Yes, he had a dialogue.
Scripted, probably.
But it's... No. He had a dialogue, but again, it's just this awareness of politicians about what information technology is.
Mm.
And the idea of comparing it to an architect is a little bit laughable. You want a computer company to come in and help you. You look at their track record. You look at the projects they've done in the past. But it's not actually the same as an architect where the building can fall around you and end people's lives. There's actually a critical safety requirement with architects.
Mm.
Now, obviously, there is also a safety requirement for IT structures as well, but not in the same way. It's not a good analogy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this doesn't work for the IT industry. I mean, what we have for engineers or medical professionals or even the banking industry, I mean, they have this government body that is protecting them and so forth. I don't think it's going to work for the IT industry. Credit has to go to all the industry players who actually turned up during the Open Day discussion that was held in Mosti because they created a huge wave in Twitter and even the blind man would see that there's a huge disagreement with what's being tabled currently in the draft. So apparently they are looking into all the feedbacks and comments. You can actually send an email to bcpm@mosti.gov.my for your sort of like feedback or solution that you think would probably help the IT industry. There's a lot of reasons. There's 10 reasons actually to kill the bill. You can actually check it out at keithrosario.com. It's one of the headlines of his blog there. You should go and check that out. The bill actually goes exactly the opposite direction of what Silicon Valley has been practicing for many years. I mean, aren't we supposed to follow their footsteps, you know? So, question there to be asked. There's a whole lot of things you can actually find on the net. So, just do a Google search of CBP 2011.
And get heard and send your opinion over to them. And,
yep.
You know.
Let's hope they listen to bcpm@mosti.gov.my. One of the things that they actually mentioned is to raise standards.
Right.
Here's a suggestion from us to raising industry IT professional standards. So a few months ago, UC Berkeley researchers have been able to use functional MRI or fMRI machines to extract your dreams from inside your brain. A joint American and Japanese team has since discovered that this technique works both ways. So it's now possible to use an fMRI machine to generate specific patterns inside your brain that could be used to teach you new things. So suddenly we don't need teachers anymore or certificates. So
I've actually been able to do this for years. That's why I can sit here on this show and talk about all of these subjects with absolutely no background research whatsoever. I'm just pulling it out of your head as you speak.
Wow. Okay. I think he just stole some. I felt a bit dizzy now. Here's how it works. You pick a task that requires high performance from your visual cortex, like catching a ball, for instance. So then you go and find someone who's super pro at catching a ball, stick them into an fMRI machine and record what's going on in their brain while they visualize catching a ball. So now you got yourself a ball-catching program and you're ready to learn. So next, you put yourself into the fMRI machine and rig it to induce that pro ball-catching imagery that you recorded earlier in your brain using neurofeedback. You don't even have to be paying attention while this is going on because your brain becomes familiar with that pattern, which is what learning is, brain becoming familiar with patterns. So play that pattern back enough and you will get better at whatever activity the pattern is associated with. And that's also your geek tip of the week.
All in one.
Yeah, all in one.
All in one. But it is actually a little bit scary in a sense because you I mean, little bit? You are, yeah, because you are reprogramming people's brains. You're programming them, you know. It's like, okay, today you like carrots, tomorrow you don't like carrots. But, you know, where do you take it?
Yeah.
Beyond carrots.
it's quite scary, though, but I don't know. I don't know. This is still a concept. It might see broad daylight. I think probably this is just going to be used for, I don't know, for healthcare or something like that.
You know, there's that clip. I really want to play it, but we've got to save it for
next week.
We've
got to save it for next week. There's a really, really funny clip about Batman.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah. So
Geek Tunes.
Geek Tunes. Wild Nothing is the solo project of Virginia-born Jack Tatum. This is Chinatown by Wild Nothing, only on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.